Grace and Advent peace be yours from God our Father and from his Son Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world to redeem sinners. Dear fellow redeemed. The word of God for meditation this morning is taken from Luke chapter 1, reading verses 67 through 79. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Thus far, God's holy word. In the name of Jesus, who is a gift sent from heaven to be a blessing for the whole world, dear fellow redeemed, we have entered the time of year where our world is bombarded with singing, perhaps more often now than any other time throughout the year. And most of that singing is about the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the only time of year where we have that license to carry the message of Jesus to a secular and pluralistic world. You can go to any shopping mall and hear even unbelievers singing Silent Night. Or shops and restaurants and other public places might include more religious songs that go along with the popular songs about Santa Claus and reindeer. Even radio stations pause their normal broadcasting to run Christmas carols. And it is a time of year where one might say to their friends, Come, let us go sing carols at total strangers' houses. But all this music and singing takes place during the season that we call Advent. When we examine the events leading up to the birth of Christ, we see that indeed it was, and still is, a time for singing. Luke records for us four beautiful songs about the birth of God's Son. The first we will consider is Zechariah's song, which details the amazing gift of God coming to visit his people in the birth of Jesus Christ. In the verses leading up to our text this morning, Luke tells us about the birth of John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Messiah. Zechariah and Elizabeth were unable to have any children, partly because she had been barren her whole life, but also now they were well advanced in years and past the childbearing age. Nonetheless, the angel that appeared to Zechariah told him it would be so, with the explicit instruction to name him John. God silenced Zechariah's mouth because he was doubting God's message until the day that the baby boy was to be named. And as soon as Zechariah confessed his faith in the Lord and obeyed the word from God by naming his son John, his mouth was released and began to praise God with his whole being. Zechariah and Elizabeth marvel that their son would prepare the way for the Messiah. We see Zechariah filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have recorded for us his song of praise and prophecy. The song of Zechariah may very well be called Amazing Gift. In the words of his song, we shall see just how amazing the gift of the birth of God's Son is for us, God's people. Verse 68, Zechariah says, "Blessed be the God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people." We celebrate with Zechariah that the Lord is faithful to his people and that he does not forget them. The Lord made a promise to send a Savior, and he fulfilled it. He established a covenant, and he maintained it. God took an oath, and he kept it. God's salvation plan had been at work for thousands of years, all the way back to the days of Adam and Eve, when they fell into sin. God very well could have wiped them from the face of the earth and started over. But instead, he promised to send a Savior, to bring humanity back into fellowship with himself. This Savior would crush the power of Satan and bring life to his people. That fulfillment is celebrated in the birth of Jesus. It is said that Henry David Thoreau once spent an entire day at a pond, up to his neck in water. His idea was to experience and see the world from the perspective of a frog. Now, of course, Thoreau never became a frog. But the miracle of the incarnation is that God visited us. If God wanted to communicate and save dogs, he would have come as a dog. If he wanted to communicate and save the birds of the air, he would have come as a bird. But the amazing thing about this gift from God that Zechariah sings about is that God came for us, people like you and me. God laid aside his celestial robes to don the simple raiment of man. Divinity clothed itself in dust. God visited us. And what would the birth of God's Son bring? Zechariah continues, "And has raised up a horn of salvation for us." The horn is used in Scripture as a symbol of strength and victory. Though Jesus would be born just a baby in Bethlehem, he would grow up for one purpose: to die on the cross for sin and rise again to give us the victory. The strength of Christ's victory over sin and death is real. And it is the victory, the gift that he gives to us this Advent season. In the midst of the world's hopelessness and helplessness, Christ brings strength and salvation. And even for us today, 2,000 years after the birth of our Savior, God comes to visit us when we hear his word and receive his sacrament. Through God's visitation, our faith is made firm. His strength is our strength. The amazing gift of God comes to visit us as God's people, to assure us of our salvation. In just about 3 weeks' time, we will spend one-third of our day in darkness. It's the shortest day of the year. Even now, we spend about half the day in darkness. And in this area of the country, it is well known for its seasonal depression. Many other places, although they too have few hours of daylight during the winter months, at least see the sunshine on a regular basis. Although today kind of proved me wrong on that point. But here in the Pacific Northwest, the clouds are thick and low. Natural light is at a premium. And the winter months remind us especially, we need light. And Zechariah's song reminds us of another blessing that comes from this amazing gift from God, to bring us what we need, light. Zechariah would remind us of God's tender mercy, which he likens to the rising of the sun. The gift of God will shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. The Apostle John would write, "In him, that is Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men." We know about that spiritual darkness that results from sin and its effect on our lives. This time of year, perhaps more than other times, our lives are filled with stress, worry, guilt, or fear. The Christmas season is about everything being perfect. To make it up to those people we have wronged in the past or failed. And it sets up a false expectation about what Christmas is really about. We attempt to find that perfect gift, throw the perfect holiday party, invite just the right people, cook the right food, plan to see all the right relatives, everything that we need to do to have a happy and successful holiday season. And yet, even if we accomplish all that, in the end, our lives can still be dark. Without the one who comes to fill us with light and the love of our God. Jesus Christ comes to dispel the darkness of sin and give us the light of his mercy. Zechariah's song reminds us of God's light in Christ, who shines into the dark places of our hearts this Advent season. He exposes the darkness of our sinfulness, but purifies us with his forgiveness. As when you shine a flashlight into the dark room, and when the light hits the darkness is no more. So it is with the light of Christ and his forgiveness. His forgiveness that shines on our sin takes it completely away. Many families this time of year have their children write letters to Santa. Once there was a little boy named Jimmy who wrote, "Dear Santa, you didn't bring me anything good last year, and I don't remember anything good the year before either. This will be your last chance." Signed, Jimmy. This amazing gift that Zechariah sings about reminds us that God has come to give us something wonderful. He comes to shine on our darkness and give us a light of our salvation. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Without Christ, we are living in the dark. But with him and through him, we have the light of his life and forgiveness, which he won for us by his death and resurrection. This amazing gift is a gift that keeps on giving. For the amazing gift that brings light and life doesn't just shine in your life and then disappears. No, it becomes a guide for our daily lives. And Zacharias sings about how this gift will guide our feet into the way of peace. The amazing thing about God becoming one of us in the person of his Son, Jesus, is that he faced the same temptations and times of testing that we have in our lives. But there's an important difference. As the writer to the Hebrews puts it, we do not have a high priest, that is Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but has in every way been tempted as we are, yet without sin. And as the sinless Son of God, Jesus walked the path of righteousness for you. And by his death for you on the cross, he won for you redemption from sin, Satan, and death itself. He has become the power source for your life, your daily life. Being baptized into his name assures you that daily the old Adam, that is your sinful flesh, is drowned out, so that new life can come and live in God's renewed strength and power. Just imagine what our lives would be like without Christ as our guide. If you've ever gotten up in the middle of the night, you might know what it is like to be temporarily blinded. Your eyes have yet to adjust to the light that's in the room. And so even if you think you know where you are going, you forgot that you put that chest in the middle of the room and stub your toe. It isn't until you can see clearly that you can navigate without trouble. Sin has blinded us to the path that God wants us to take. And yet Christ, in his mercy, lights a path for us. When we are discouraged and depressed, Christ fills us with his love. He directs our attention to his word, where we have a clear path and purpose laid out for us. And it is his grace that keeps our hearts focused on the importance of Advent and Christmas seasons. Both what Christ has done for us and the joy and the peace that we can offer those who still sit in darkness. Zechariah's song reminds us that the amazing gift came to bring a pathway into peace. Not the kind of peace that removes all conflicts between nations or strife between family, but the kind of peace that only the Prince of Peace can give. Peace with God. Fellowship and harmony with him because our Savior's ransom payment for our sin. That makes all the difference in our lives. With Christ, the light as our guide, God offers a pathway for peace, first with him, and then with those you love. During these weeks leading up to the celebration of our Savior's birth, we will be hearing, humming, and singing familiar songs about the Savior who has come and is coming again. What an amazing song we have recorded for us from the heart of Zechariah. May this song take root in our hearts this Advent as we praise God for sending this amazing gift. The gift that comes to visit his people with life and salvation. The gift that comes to shine his light in our sin-darkened world. And the gift that guides our feet into peace with God. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds with Christ Jesus. Amen.